Blog Talk Radio.
But the research already believes that more than 5% of people get more people vaccinated. Mm-hmm. But of the 80 million people who are not yet gotten their first shot.
Good evening. This is your brother, Elohim Christ, coming to you live. Well, this is Friday, so we'll be talking about health. That takes us into Genesis 1:29. That's right. Well, first of doing a search, and I have walked the path of being honest and good, and I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing it, I'll be walking the path of your light, and I will get what I want. Now, around. Be careful of what you ask for. Mama say, careful what you ask for. You just might get it, okay? So make sure that what you're asking for is what you really want. You know, sometimes we want stuff, but we don't really need certain things. You know, we ask the universe to bring us certain things. We told the universe that we want certain things. And so the universe is bringing us what we need to accomplish that goal. But you're asking for something that you want that has nothing to do with what you asked for or to accomplish the goal that you asked for, and you don't get it. You know what I'm saying? So be careful what you ask for. You just might get it, all right? We always talk a few minutes on love. I need to do a whole show on love. It's been a day. One of these days out of the 7 days a week talking about love, and I don't have a day set up just to talk about love. That's pretty interesting. So maybe we'll switch one of these days around and talk about love and make that a top priority. Well, Wednesday or Thursday, maybe. Friday's a very good day because we need to talk about health. We ain't been talking about health for so long. We need to talk about health. Now, I've been sending out texts to you know, different people call it. But we're going to be here every day. So every people that I've been texting, they have a number. So we can reach new people. Now, I'm going to be texting the new people that's calling in. I'm be texting the new people that I'm bringing in, okay? Now, you old timers out there that's been on the show with me for years, you know. Yeah, we're here from 8 to 9. You know, you check in every day. Some days I'm here, some days I'm not. So I'm working on being here every day. So we were here yesterday. I'm going to be here today, too. Today is Friday. We're talking about health, how you're eating, why you need to stay away from the doctors. I don't mean stay away from the doctors if you're sick. Because you go, they got the machine to check out what you got. I'm talking about eating to the point that you don't really need the doctor. You understand what I'm saying? I mean, the doctors are there if you need them. I'm not telling people don't go to a doctor. That would be crazy. If I get some pain someplace, I'm definitely going to the doctor. They're the best vitamin candidates on the planet. You know, if you get cut, shot, stabbed, or something needs to be cut out or taken away, hey, the doctor's the man. But when talking about health and eating, you know what I'm saying, that's in your hands. Then at the doctor's office, it's actually up to you, okay? So I'm suggesting that each one of us that's in the sound of my voice, okay, fall in love. Fall in love with yourself. Michael Jackson said, fall in love with the man in the mirror or the woman in the mirror. Just hit a person in the mirror. But those in legal terms, you know what person means, right? So we had to be careful what we're saying on the air. It's unbelievable, you know, for those that know. Anyhow. Yeah. For those that don't know, what is he talking about? It's okay. Look, we're talking about not needing the doctor, okay? Not that if something go wrong, you should go any place but the doctor. But I'm saying the question is, why are you eating in such a manner that you have to go to the doctor? Now, I'm suggesting you do need a yearly or two-yearly checkup. If you ain't had a checkup in a year or two, you need to go and let them check your nutrients. And if you're getting enough cholesterol or getting enough vitamins and all that stuff. I went to the doctor. They gave me some blood thinner. Not one doctor came in and talked to me about my vitamins and nutrients. Am I getting the right vitamins and nutrients? What's missing? What's not missing? Not one of them come in and talk to me about that. They didn't talk about that. They say the blood clots and now they want to do something else, some other procedure. I said, oh, no. I'm taking a blood thinner, but that's about it. They're not giving me anything else because I don't really need anything. I'm saying everything comes from the food. Let's talk about that food. Oh, my goodness. I mean, they have you on a 3-meal-a-day diet. Now, trust me, it might not seem like it, but the 3-meal-a-day diet is made up by the drug dealer. You can't call them a drug dealer. Why not? They deal in drugs. All the stuff that you get from the hospital, they're called drugs. And the people that are giving you the drugs are dealing in drugs, okay? It's just that they decide what drugs are legal and what drugs are illegal. You follow what I'm saying? Not you. They don't ask you to take a book if cocaine and heroin or herbs should be legal or illegal. If they want to come from, if it was up to you, all that stuff would be illegal. all that stuff would be legal if they weren't coming from. And that would take the murder and the killing out of it. The people out there trying to sell drugs, they got the little corners and blocks and all that there kind of stuff. You know, they make money off of that too. But you got to remember who's bringing these drugs in. These little gangbangers on the corner, they're not bringing those drugs into the country by the boatload. They don't own no boats. They can barely pay their lawyers when they get caught out there, you know, if they're selling from the wrong crew, from the wrong group. We're going to get into that. That's a whole other thing. But like I said, I do them on the airways, so I'm responsible for what I'm saying. So I have to watch my mouth, you know what I'm saying? Because I could go places, boy, but I'm not going certain places. I'm going to respect. I'm going to give everybody a little due respect. You know what I mean? I think that we do that. We're Elohim 5 tribes. That means we cater to every drop, black, brown, red, yellow, white, all 5 tribes we cater to, okay? So so there's a lot going on that you have to think about. Now, we're talking about health today, so but I like to relate everything through the Bible because we don't know how to read the book. Since we don't know how to read the book, we're not following the book even after we think we understand it. It's crazy. The Europeans, well, I shouldn't say just the Europeans, but Constantine and his crew, okay? Once Witchcom showed them codes in the book, you know, there's codes in that Bible that will bring you power, okay? And once Constantine got that code, he said, oh, man, I know exactly what to do now. I need to take the occult portion of the book, wrap it around my people, and take the power from the book to benefit them. And that's what he did. Okay? You know we had 25 black popes, but there was one white pope. You know that, right? No, I shouldn't say that. We had 25 black popes in Africa before there was one white pope, one white pope in Rome. Okay? And I think somebody told me this. I have to check this out. I don't know for sure. I don't like to say stuff that I'm not sure about. And they say that we had, there was a black Roman pope, that we had black Roman popes at one time. You know, that's very interesting. So those of you on the line, you can check that out. You know, check that out. Call me and call in next time. Let me know if that's true or not. Okay. Psalm 120, not Psalm. I'm getting ahead of myself. Genesis 126, or the 129. I'm a little confused because I'm dealing with, Genesis 126. It's telling you. Okay, I've given you herbs and seed-bearing plants in the world for meat. I'm going to say that slow. I've given you herbs and seed-bearing plants all over the world for meat. That means the flesh that you're eating is not considered meat according to the book. Okay? Those of you who are reading, any Christian out there that say they're following the book and are eating flesh, they're not following the book. Follow what I'm saying? You know, if you're a meat eater, you're not supposed to be consuming flesh. That's what will keep you out of the doctor. It's like when they say we will die in the days of Eve. That's 930 years. In the days. They didn't say on the day. They said in the day. Their words are very important. That in, on, a, you got to really think about what they're saying when they use those little things in there. You understand what I'm saying? Everything means something. In this language, they know the words. When we're talking about designism over evolution, see what I'm saying? They say the theory of evolution. They use the word theory, not me. Theory is something, it's an idea that has not been proven yet. When I say they can't prove evolution, they ain't proved it yet. Designism. Are we designers? Man, the evidence we got to support that is overwhelming. Okay, overwhelming. I know we're supposed to be talking about health. I'll get back to that in a minute. But all this is important because you have to know who you are in order to be able to do the things that you can do. If you're a carpenter, you ain't trying to fix nobody's car because you're a carpenter. That's who you are. You know, you want to work on houses and buildings and stuff. If you're a mechanic, you ain't trying to chop down. You ain't trying to put no floors in and all that stuff because I am a mechanic. Okay? once you know who you are, that tells you what your potential are to do certain things. Okay, we keep telling you, according to the Bible, don't get mad at me, we are all God. Men and women are God. So we're coming, your children are born as men and women, not children, not kids. Balcony, Balcony, I forget the guy's name. But anyway, you know who I'm talking about. Those of you who follow the Bible know who I'm talking about. They're talking about Beelzebub's kids. You know, those who follow the teaching of Beelzebub, they're the ones that call their children kids. And if you use the word children too much in front of them, okay, you have a problem. I'm listening to the press briefing today, and she said, our children and kids. Why would she separate them two? Why would she say children and kids? I think that was a mistake. She made a mistake. Because she separates children from kids. See what I'm saying? Kids are the followers of Beelzebub. That's who the kids are. And they know what they're saying when they say kids. If they were coming from, they're following the young goat. Okay? And children is something different. They don't want you to use the word children too much. You know what I'm saying? Because they're talking to their kids. And they know who their kids are because they know who they are. And they know what they're following, what practicing they're following. Okay? So I'm going to hold it right there. I don't want to go too far here because I am on airways. I got to be respectful. Even the Beelzebub, brother, I got to be respectful to him too because of Psalm 82. We are all God. So God and the devil are one and the same. Think about that. I can take my hand, help you, caress you, make you feel so good, and I can take my hand and rip the heck out of you. So which part of me is evil and which part of me is good? Think about it. I can be either or. It's up to me as God to be what I want to be because I have that kind of potential. I have that kind of leeway with their calling free will. I have the will to walk up to you and blow your brains out or walk up to you and give you $2,000. It's up to me. That's all I'm saying. But the trick is to get the people to realize who they are and follow the reap what you sow culture. It's only two cultures. Now we're getting into where I'm going. Health. The reap what you sow culture is tied to your health because you're going to get back what you put in. What you put in your body is what you're going to get out. Okay? If you're putting drugs and all kinds of crazy stuff in your body, hey, that's what you're going to get out. You follow what I'm saying? It's like what you're eating. If you eat certain foods, when you poop, that's what's going to be coming out. You follow what I'm saying? If you just sit around and eat bread all day long, it's going to be hard to go to the bathroom because you're going to be constipated. I tell you, that gluten is something, boy, you know? Listen, the book is telling you, you need to become vegan or vegetarian. That's what you need to do. And until you can do that, I suggest you, okay, until you can do that, become vegan or vegetarian, I suggest you give up all the red meat, all of it. Stop eating the red meat. Get those animals a break. Stop eating that cow. Stop eating that lamb. Stop eating that pork. Oh, my God. Yeah, stop eating that pork. That swine is a terrible piece of meat. Although, when you're trying to feed, now, you got to listen to this, too. There's another side to this, a flip side to this. When you're trying to feed millions of people like Monsanto is doing, although, I ain't going to go there. But they're trying to feed, when you're trying to feed millions of people like Monsanto did, so you got to do some research. They cut a few corners. That's what they're doing out there. But think about it. How many people are you feeding? Ask yourself, because you don't know who you are. If you knew who you were, you would be making plans to feed every man, woman, and child on the planet. You'd be making plans to feed God. That's what you would be doing. And if you can come up with a plan to feed 6 billion people, you think you're going to be hungry? You think you're going to ever have a day where you have no food on the table? You know, you're going to have an abundance of food because of who you are and what you're trying to do. You shouldn't be the only one out there. You know, Monsanto shouldn't be the only crew out there that's trying to feed the planet. Okay? We have to step up. Now they're coming up with new technology, new ways to do things, new ways to bring that food in. And this is what we have to do. We have to get in line with the technology and what's going on. Why? Because we're designing new methodologies to take care of ourselves. All right? I'm going to say this real quick, okay? Like, I'm going to say this on my favorite show. I like saying it. It just makes me feel good, okay? Listen. Men and women are under nature, okay? And as long as you consider yourself a man or a woman, you're going to be under nature. And most of us try to follow the laws of nature, which is okay. There's nothing wrong with that. But just remember, according to nature, men and women cannot fly like a bird. Y'all can go outside and flap your arms all day long, and you will not fly, okay? But God, on the other hand, is above nature because God is a designer. See? God wants to fly. God designed planes to fly in, okay? And you think, well, yeah, we're making planes. No, you had designs for the plane 2,000 years ago when the pyramids was being built. Okay, they got pictures of the plane, the helicopter, the doggone submarine, intergalactic space vehicles are written in stone on a pyramid. So all this, what you being a designer is not nothing new. It ain't just come because the Bible says, because the Bible says you are God and gods are designers. And then you've been designing stuff long before that. Okay, the Africans went across to around the world building structures, letting the people know that it could be done. Letting the people know who they are. What did they do? They went into the occult. This that occult practice is so dangerous. Once you get into the occult, the occult people separate you from your power. Once they separate you from your power, then they become the intermediary between you and God. Once they become the intermediary between you and God, then you're going to bring your money in, you're going to bring your tithes in. They're supposed to be using the tithes to build things for the people, to build things for God, but that's not what they're doing. They build it for God. They got $5 million houses, $200,000 cars, and all that kind of stuff. They need a $200,000 car. Think about it. They need a $5 million house? I don't think so. They don't need structures like that. Not for a family of two or three. Come on, man. You know, with that kind of money, they can buy a whole doggone county. You see what I'm saying? Take over the judges, the police department, all that stuff. So they have some kind of control for the men and women that'll be operating in those counties. Think about that. You know what I mean? There's enough wealth in the churches, so that no man and woman, or I'm going to say child because we program things like that, no man or woman or child would ever be hungry or out of door. That's how much wealth is in the church, okay? The 10% we get into the most. I'm still be talking about health. But what does all that do with health? If you take over a county, see what I'm saying? That means you've taken over land. You've taken over property. See what I'm saying? You can build on that property. You can grow food on a property with the technology without the dirt. Hello? I'm going to say that again. They've got ponic spades and stuff out there where they're growing food with just the minerals and the water. All right? That means you don't have to block huge areas of land in order to grow food no more. You can grow food straight up instead of across. Think about that. They got these huge buildings out here. You know how much food they can grow in that building? That go from skyscrapers, how much food they can grow in them skyscrapers? Think about it. See, you can grow food growing up, brother, food growing across. But to be aware of who you are. You have to think about who you are, what you can do. How can I do this? And I'm just a little man or a woman. I'm only human. Think about what you're saying. Sure, you know what I'm saying? Human means being a humane God. That's what you're supposed to be, a humane God. And the biggest problem that we have on the planet right now is man's inhumanity to man, killing and murdering and taking people's stuff. Follow what I'm saying? And you don't think it has a toll on people when you come in and take their stuff from them? Ask the Mexicans when you took Mexico. As the Mexicans when you took California. As the indigenous people when you came in and took the whole damn country. Okay? You went to war, you lost the doggone war, the Civil War, you lost the Civil War. I'm talking about you slave masters out there. That's what I'm talking about. Ones who think that I should be their slave. Oh yeah, okay. I'm going to talk about them. You follow what I'm saying? You lost the Civil War. So we lost the war, but they won the peace. That's why you got the people who lost the war, Robert E. Lee and all these guys, the statues of these guys all over the place. They lost. Their statues ain't supposed to be nowhere. In a museum. You want to preserve your history? Put it in a doggone museum. If you're going to come from, you want to preserve our history. What do you do with our history? You don't put our statues everywhere. You put us in a museum, Black History Museum. You store our stuff in a museum. But here you people that lost the doggone war and instead of putting your stuff in the museum where it's supposed to be, you got it out there where everybody can see it. You know what I'm saying? There's something wrong. What we say is that the nuts are running insane asylum. That's what's going on. Because right now the world is turning into an insane asylum. It seems like the nuts are in charge. You know what I mean? They don't have no problem with murdering and killing and robbing and taking people's stuff. Well, we got two cultures, the dog-eat-dog culture and a reap-what-you-sow culture. When you're consuming food, you're supposed to be dealing with the reap-what-you-sow culture, okay? What you put into the, you know, garbage in, garbage out. Isn't that how they say it? If you're putting garbage in, you're going to get garbage out. You're going to be sick. Your body's going to be falling apart. You're going to be overweight. All that's going to be happening to you. You follow what I'm saying? You really need to step up to the plate, okay? But first, I'm going to say this on every show. First, you have to know who you are. Your ancestors knew that there wasn't no space cadet up there watching you to send you to hell. Your ancestors knew that. That's why they put it in the Bible that you are all gods. That breaks the code right there. Let you know, okay, that you don't have to be stuck in the doctor's office all the time. You should see the doctor once or twice a year just for a checkup. That's it. You know what I'm saying? When the doctor check you out, he ain't supposed to find nothing. She ain't supposed to find nothing. And they're supposed to give you a list of your nutrients and minerals, which ones you're lacking, which ones you need to eat more of, and stuff like that, so you can adjust your diet. But that's not what they're doing. You go in there, they find something wrong, but they don't tell you, hey, man, you got a little too much cholesterol. You need to back up off the eggs and some of that flesh you're eating. You know where I'm coming from? They don't go there with you on that. You know where I'm coming from? If you got to, when you go to the doctor's office, all right, and they check you out, do your blood work and all that, if they don't come back and talk to you about nutrients and minerals and stuff and what you're lacking and what you need more of, you need to get another doctor. Period. I'm just telling you straight up. You need to get a love of a doctor. Some doctors got one thing on their mind. How can I push drugs for my boss, the drug dealer? You know what I'm saying? Well, you can't be mad at them. All that equipment and that equipment and stuff in there, that equipment costs a lot of money. You know, where's it coming from? It's coming from the drug boards, a lobby in Congress to make sure that money is available for their workers. And the doctors, a lot of doctors have just become workers for the drug lord. The 3 meal a day diet is designed to keep you sick. By the time you get 50 and 60 on the 3 meal a day diet, you will be on some type of medication for the rest of your life. That's how the drug boys set it up. I'm just calling them what they are. They're drug boys. They know they're drunk, but they know they're drug dealers. They're dealing drugs. They got the drug store. They call it a drug store. Hello? Well, I'm going around the corner to the drugstore. They're selling drugs. It's a drugstore. Okay? I'm not saying there's anything wrong with selling drugs, but don't vilify one drug over another when you got the drug that you don't vilify is killing more people than the drug that you don't vilify. You follow what I'm saying? That's what I'm talking about. If you're going to vilify drugs, vilify all of them. You know what I mean? Really, really go deal with the side effects and how it's affecting people. How many dying off the drugs that you're putting out there, illegal drugs that you're putting out there. How many people done died for it? How many people got sick? How many people are suing you? The lawyers on the advertising are telling you, look, come to me if you have a problem with black clone pneumonia and the blastoma, blasto, blasto. They got all kinds of crazy names for this stuff. Blasto pneumonia, and they're making up a language. Well, I don't speak French. Okay, I barely speak English. But you know, the medical industry, they make up these languages. So when you go to school, it costs you a whole lot of money not to learn what they're doing, but to learn the language. To learn the language so that you can talk about what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? Because most of the stuff that they learn, most of the stuff that they teach is pretty easy. If you don't have to learn the language, you know where I'm coming from? Well, sir, you got a very bad case of halitosis, and we need to do some more research to see how to straighten it out. Well, if you don't know what he's saying, he just told you you got bad breath. Where I'm coming from? They call it halitosis. What the hell? How does that relate to your mind? Don't relate to bad breath when they say halitosis. You know what I'm saying? That's what they do. So they have a language that they speak. And when they say these things, it make you think, oh, I'm getting ready to die. I got halitosis. Oh, my God. Doc, what am I going to do about it? Well, if you take this medication right here, it should alleviate the problem in a few days. Okay? You know? I'm a gastroenterologist. Okay. I'm eating food that's giving you gas. Okay. So now what? Yeah, it's a little more complicated than that. But I'm making light of it. Well, we have halfway mark. And at this point, I like to run a few commercials to the people that's trying to get something back to the community, and I think they need I think we need to give them a hand, support them a little bit, you know. So, this is Elohim Five Tribe and Constellation of Stars Radio presents Elohim Speaks at 8 to 9 p.m. Philadelphia. Call-in number is 516-453-9230, okay? Press 1 on your dial if you want to talk, and they'll let us know that you have your hand up, and we'll give you a shout-out, okay? We do not mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of the phone number. If you have a company or a group and you wish to give us a shout-out, please feel free to do so, okay? Also, all the shows that we have done are recorded. You can go to Blog Talk Radio and Elohim Christ, and you can download and listen to one of the shows anytime. Any show that you miss, you can always go back and get it, okay? That's why we're trying to, I'm trying to label the show. When I first come on, I tell you what the show is, so you'll be able to contact the show. We're going to be on every day. Monday is health, Tuesday is, no, Monday's not health, I'm sorry. Monday is Elohim Fire Tribe Society. I'm not changing. Tuesday is the Scriptures, the Secret Doctrine, okay? Wednesday, get into politics. Thursday is economics. Friday is health, which is what we're doing today. Sunday is religion. If you want to call it religion. Sunday is spiritual day. I'm going to call it that because we don't know what religion is. Religion is realigning yourself to still changing. Well, I'm not going to hear it. That's my Electronical Church of Christ and Allah, Bible 2.0. That's what we're dealing with on Sunday, okay? Trying to get you, reintroduce you to the book so that you can see how they've gained so much power from the book, how they've conquered the known world with the power that's in the book, okay? And we also now have a thousand studio on the market. That's how we pay for everything. And we don't have a book on the market. These are Electronical Scriptures. Well, deal with the CD. We release a gospel CD, 911 Jesus Ministry. Jesus is coming CD. The link is CDBaby4/CD4. That's Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2. So check it out. The song that you're in the background is one of the songs on the album, okay? You can also catch me on YouTube. Just click Elohim Pinterest. Jesus is coming. We ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is Jesus coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time. Out of the dynasty womb. So your sisters out there, be mindful of what you're dumping. The child you dump might just be the one to get it out of this mess with him. So don't take our chance from us. We need those babies. Just remember, it takes two to make them. So you brothers got to hang in there with the sisters and help her with those little guys. Help her with those little guys that you're raising, okay? And don't forget to check out my book, To All the Scriptures of Christ Has Come, okay? And for more information on the CD or the book, it's called PCCA 215-758-1703 from 95. that's seven days a week. You can call in to get more information about the book or CD, okay? Now, also, you can go to our site. We have a site set up. We'll be selling these items on our site. And that's at the Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love. That's our website. That's our main site. We're working on different things, and people that make stuff about computers, we can use a little help with the site. But we're working on it. We're getting things together for the effort, okay? Like I said, please don't forget to visit the site. I'm going to say it again, Elohim Five Tribes Society of Love, okay? And my personal site is elchristalaim@gmail.com, okay? ELCHRISTALAAM at gmail.com, okay? Now, I would like to give a shout-out to House Butler for his Black History book on my crowd. I like him because he understands our history and helps fill in the missing pieces, okay? The Legacy Information Show will be hosted by me on Saturday. Okay, that's going to talk about Black history, all right, in honor of the men. And Trump, they did a good job on the show. When I made a transition, talking about missing a guy, boy, I miss this guy. So he's my elder, and he's keeping me alive. I just can't believe he's not even on the now, but he's not, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word, so just check her out. Also, right now, she's doing a little singing out there. So you can take a look for a thing I was doing a channel the other day. She sounds pretty good. I'd like to give a shout-out to Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual reading advisor. I haven't called Nikki in a minute because I might need some spiritual advice myself, but I'm calling it. Her calling number is 909-749-8626. I mentioned her because she's pretty good. She did a reading on me. I did a reading on her, and it kind of worked out. I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 141 for the UNACR 1918 and 1929 in the world. They need a release. More information, contact President Mark B. You know, 867-822-2320. And he'll let you know when the meeting is going to be taking place the next time it happens, okay? Also, I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Cox Learning Academy. Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to Taylor Cox Learning Academy. They have she has a learning a learning institution for children, and she's a nurse in school on her way to be a doctor. So if you want to actually find out more about Taylor Cox Learning Academy, you know, just give me a call, 215-751-7003. And I'll give you information so that you can look her up and do what she's supposed to do. Part of my commercial is missing. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to Safemore Electronics. That's a company that does electronics. Safemore Electronics. Oh, yeah, here's my commercial now. Okay, they're industrial electricity. If you want to do your lights and electricity, your lights and sockets and all that stuff that you need done, just give them a call and they'll come and check you out. Also, I'd like to give he does security systems too. So if you need a security system done, just give them a call and get security system done. Also, I'd like to give a shout out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on Africa, RBG Industries. They make fine clothes, buttons, and flags. So if you want a good tailor-made outfit for land, call Brother BB at 609-638-5828, okay? And he'll hook you up, okay? Like I said, I'd like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton. He writes under the name T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube, Heaven 2, 2019, TEE, Thornton for more information. Just give him a call at 267-259-4077. I'd like to give a shout out to the Taylor Cox Learning Academy. Like I said, part of my witch count was missing. Now that number, now she's a licensed certified. She's a registered nurse who is currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. It's my daughter. I love her so much. Taylor Cox has before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So For best quality children's service, give her a call, 610-688-8352, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our email address, childrenpathlearningacademy@gmail.com. I'd like to also give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers and doctors. We have Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 61-651-3864, okay? So if you're sick and don't have these guys on speed dial, you deserve to be sick. No, I'm just checking. Nobody deserves to be sick. So give them a call and don't worry. Be healthy. Let's get back to the topic. Again, the topic of the day is health. Now, I'm going to make a very interesting observation, okay? Every 7 years, the body reproduces every cell, okay? Every 7 years. So if the body is constantly reproducing itself, why are we dying? Why are we getting sick? How come we can't live past 150? The longest life that we know, 150 person lived, 150 years old. Why are we getting 70, 80, 90 years old? We dropping dead like flies after. What's wrong here, okay? The thought process under which you're eating, okay, is very important. Now, when you make a cake, this is an observation, when you make a cake, put all the ingredients in at the same time, and the cake comes out beautiful, okay? Now, think about it. What happens if you leave something out? That cake is going to come out right. The sugar, the cake ain't going to be sweet. If it's the leavening, whatever you're using to leaven the cake is not going to rise. If you don't have enough, you put too much liquid in there, the cake's going to be gummy. What comes from? You have to put all the ingredients in a specified measurement at the same time for that cake to come out right. Well, that's how your body works. At 98.6 degrees, so it varies. The body, when you put food in, making something, what is it making? It's making cells, okay? If you want to make the perfect cell, this is what you have to do. You have to put all of the ingredients in at the same time, okay? And if you put the ingredients in that you need at the same time, it will begin to produce the perfect cell. And since we're on a 3-meal-a-day diet, we're not getting all the nutrients of the food every time we sit down and eat. So the body is making incomplete cells, defective cells. I'll say it like that. The body's making defective cells. So you wind up with cancer and diabetes and all this kind of crazy stuff because you're not eating with the right thought process. Okay, you get up in the morning. Now, according to the charts, the body needs, if you're grown, the body needs 26 grams of protein. Okay, that's the equivalent of a scoop tuna fish or chicken breast. That's for the whole day. Now, what do the drug boys got you doing? Think about it. They got you getting up in the morning, you bake and eggs and coffee and some bread, get that gluten in there, you know what I mean? And, oh, boy, you go off to work in school and you're fine. Okay? Now, there's a certain amount of protein in the eggs, certain amount of protein in the bacon, okay? So now you're off to school until lunchtime, off to work until lunchtime. And lunchtime come off. Excuse me, it's been a long day. Lunchtime come, time you to get a sandwich. So now you're going to get a sandwich, okay? What do you have on a sandwich? You got turkey and chicken cheese steak and with a soda, and this is the lunch protein you need for the whole day with that bacon and egg platter, okay? Now you put more protein in there, know what I'm saying? But there's no green vegetables. Not well, some of you get a chicken cheese steak hoagie. Get a little lettuce and tomatoes in there. That's some kind of green stuff, you know what I mean? And you're satisfied for lunch. Now here comes dinner. You get an 8-ounce steak and you're from potatoes. And one vegetable. Potatoes is a vegetable. You get potatoes, starch, sugar, okay? And then you get one vegetable, not even a green leafy vegetable. A lot of times they give you, what do you call it, string beans. Okay? All right? And you eat that down, you know, and wash it down with a little coffee or something. Or sometimes you have some juice or water to wash it down with. You don't come across. Cancer is a protein derivative. Okay? When the body has too much protein, produces cancer to consume the protein. And as it's consuming the protein, that's the protein that you're eating, what else is made out of protein? Your body. It begins to eat you, man. You understand what I'm saying? What you need to do, make you up a nutrient chart. Those of you who have the, who join the society, a nutrient chart comes in the book, Tyrannical Scriptures. You get a nutrient chart in the book. But now, that's those of you who join the society. I know that you want to be healthy. You want good things for yourself. So we don't want to just put stuff out there to people that's not going to use it, that's going to, you know, abuse the information, everything like that. Yeah, this is why, in order to get the secret doctrine, you got to come on board, you know? You got to, because one of my songs say, you got to get on the boat. You know what I'm saying? So we can show you how to walk on the water. That's what I'm talking about. You know what I mean? Now, that's one of the songs on my CD, to get on the boat. but anyhow, you need to study eating. That's why the Bible says physician heal thyself. If you eat right, you won't have to see the doctor but once or twice a year for a checkup. Okay, once a year, once every 2 years for that little checkup. That's all you need. Okay? But if you're not eating prep, man, you're going to be at the doctor's office more than you'd be at work. I'm telling you, because there's so much going to be going wrong with that body. Eat to make the perfect cell. Now you have to study. What? How many nutrients, how much protein do I need? How much carbohydrates? How much riboflavin? How much vitamin? How much, you see where I'm coming from? You have to study each one of those items to find out how much of these things that you need in your system and where to get it from that's healthy. Okay? Especially if you stop eating the flesh. You don't, you know what I mean? When I eat my vegetables, right? I add beans with the vegetables if I think I need a little more extra protein. All right? But the five vegetables I'm eating got protein in them. All of them combined have enough protein that satisfy me for the whole day. I don't really need to eat the beans. Sometimes your system will be craving the protein, You're sitting there wondering, why am I thinking about a cheesesteak all of a sudden? You might not eat no meat in 3 or 4 years, but all of a sudden you're thinking about a pork chop or something, you know? That's because the body is asking for the protein, but you don't really need it. So you have to tell her, hey, yo, I'm not going there. We don't need the protein today. Follow what I'm saying? Because you've been so used to eating it, and your taste buds, you're craving a certain taste when you eat. You know, I'll be sitting here and around 6 o'clock, 5 or 6 o'clock, I'm sitting there and the smell start hitting me. They out there, they cooking, boy. I can smell them making dinner. I can smell a dinner being made. You know, I eat early in the morning, by 7, 8 o'clock in the morning. I don't grow up for the, I don't put my grub in for the day, you know, and so I'm good, you know, but because I'm basically eating once a day, I'm getting my sense of smell and taste are enhanced. I can smell what people are cooking down the street. You know what I mean? It makes a difference. But see, now once you, the Elohim diet, right? There's five vegetables that I've picked that give me all the minerals and nutrients that I need for the whole day. Okay? But that's on a 1,000 calorie diet. One cup of each vegetable, one time. Now, if you're on a 2,000 calorie diet, which is what the government recommends, then you have to eat twice a day. You eat one set of vegetables early, and then you eat another set of vegetables later on. And now that's a 2,000 calorie diet. All right, I'm on a 1,000 calorie diet, so I just eat the one time a day, and that's it. I try not to eat in between meals, but sometimes I don't get enough salt. So my body be craving stuff with salt, like potato chips, cheese to it, stuff like that. I have to be careful not to go overboard with that stuff. You have to be mindful of everything that you're eating. It's best once you eat, if you're on a one meal a day diet, it's best to eat that one meal and don't eat anything in between, but you might have to drink a little water. That's probably why I got the blood clots, because I wasn't drinking enough water, you know. I'm drinking plenty of water now, so, you know, so things are working out a little better for me. I, for some reason, I just don't like water. It's weird. Person don't like water, you know. That is so weird. But look, you need to think differently about how you're eating. This is the day for health. So you need to be thinking differently about how you're eating, okay? Now, what I'm going to do right quick, all right? We got about 9 minutes left. Okay, I normally do this at the beginning, but what I'm going to do right quick, I'm going to run down, okay, where to get some of the minerals and nutrients that we kind of like need and we haven't been eating. I'm going to run it down right quick. I think I can do this in about 9 minutes. Okay. First of all, okay, they say they got the thing set up here. Now, proteins, right? They got the thing set up here. Meat, poultry, fish, dried beans, and peas. Now, you see, now the Bible says meat is actually vegetable stuff. But they're listing meat as red meat, like cattle or lamb, all that stuff. That's what they're thinking when they mention meat, because they got you programmed for that, okay? And so they said meat, poultry, fish, dried beans, peas, cheese, eggs, and milk, okay? So you can get your protein from the dried beans and peas. That's another source of protein. I'm on radio, excuse me. Let me run this today. I only got about 7 minutes. Here. Let me get this one. Now we talk about carbohydrates. And carbohydrates, cereals, potatoes, dried beans, rice, corn, bread, sugar, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables. These are your carbs, okay? Then you got your fat. Put your fat, shortening, oil, butter, margarine, salad dressing, fatty meats. Okay. They like to throw that term meat out there because they don't want you thinking flesh. they don't want you thinking vegetables when they say meat. That's all I'm saying. They want to keep that thought process going. That's what I'm programmed you get, okay? Now we're talking about vitamin A, which is retinol. Okay. We got liver, carrot, sweet potatoes, greens, green, yellow, or orange vegetables, and fruits. That's your vitamin A, which is retinol. Then you got vitamin C. Okay, they got broccoli, orange, grapefruit, papaya, mango, strawberries. But they don't mention that you got vitamin C, and some of these vegetables have vitamin C too. Okay, they don't mention that. They specifically do things and say things. I'm reading out of a book. Got about two sisters. They're pretty good. A lot of information in this. And they have a nutrient chart on the back. That's one reason why I like it. Now we're talking about thiamine, which is vitamin B, vitamin B1, which is thiamine, lean pork, nuts, fortified cereal products. Fortified cereal. Why would the cereal have to be fortified? That means it doesn't have anything in it. They got to put something in it so you can get something out of it. Some of these cereals that they sell out here, you make a better eating box. And the box got more nutrition than the cereal. Well, anyway, thiamine, vitamin B1, you can get that from nuts, lean pork again. Just put the pork in there. and we got riboflavin, which is vitamin B2, liver, milk, yogurt, cottage cheese. Now, they do not mention any vegetable source for vitamin B2. But there are vegetable sources for vitamin B2 as well, okay? but you got to do your research. You got to go in and look for the stuff. You follow what I'm saying? And now they got niacin, okay? That you get that from liver. Now they got liver, meat, poultry, fish, peanuts, five cereal products, okay? Now, when they say liver, why is liver separate? liver, meat, poultry, and fish. Okay. Well, anyway, you got to just want you to think about some of the stuff. And you got calcium, milk, dairy, cheese, sardines, salmon with bones, collard, kale, mustard, and turnip greens. Wait a minute. Are they telling you that collard greens and kale and mustard greens have calcium in it? I mean, you can get calcium without drowning yourself in calcium. No. Hello. I'm surprised they put that in there, but it's here, you know. Then you got iron that's enriched farina. They have to enrich it because there's nothing in it. Prune juice, dried beans, peas, red meat, iron fortified cereals. Remember, when they say fortified cereals, that means ain't nothing in the doggone cereal. They got to put something in it so that you can get more nutrients out of it in the box. Okay, we got about 2 minutes left. Well, 3.5 minutes. I'm just giving you an idea of where to get some of the stuff from, but you have to do the study. You have to do your own research, okay? You have to look this stuff up for yourself. You are a designer, and we're back to the Bible again, you being God. You are a designer. You can design a diet specifically just for you. But you got to do a little studying. You have to do a little research. You got to get out there and dig and see what's going on, see what you need, okay? Then you got to learn about it. You got to learn the nine systems, see how those systems work, okay? How your endocrine system, and you know, you have to study. You have to learn this stuff, and you have to begin taking care of yourself. In order to do that, you have to fall in love with somebody. Who are you going to fall in love with? Fall in love with the guy in the mirror. Now, what does being in love mean? Love is the act that makes others feel good. Okay? So, you're doing things that make you feel good so that you can make others feel good. Okay? And now, doing things that make you feel good could get overwhelming. You can go overboard with that. Because that's a dog-eat-dog response, okay? Your reap-what-you-sow mindset to allow you to be doing good for others, and that's what's supposed to make you feel good. So you're eating properly so that you can be healthy enough to do good for others. That's the thought process, okay? That will keep you out of trouble. See, now, reap-what-you-sow, that's the balance. That's supposed to be there to balance the science. See, reap what you sow is science, but it balances the thought process of the dog-eat-dog people who are dealing with science. Okay, we've only got about 1 minute left, so I'm going to do my closing assertion. I have walked the path of being honest and good today, and I eagerly embrace the consequences of my actions today. All that I have done today, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. It's your brother, Elohim Christ, and I want you to just think about our show, think about the show too. But you can access any of these lectures, any of these shows through Blog Talk. Just go on Blog Talk, Elohim Christ, and you can access the shows. So. A lot of times, a lot of people can be here by 8 to 9, but they go back in and just, okay? And we're also in other countries, so you got other countries listening to this little broadcast, which is great, okay? So it's a global show, and we'll be broadcasting from all over the planet soon, but we're getting there. It takes time because we're so programmed with the occult that it's tricky when we're talking about stuff that's not part of the cult. It's kind of hard to hear it. It's like in one ear and out the other, you know? So that's why I've taken a little time through. We have to deprogram people out here. So this is what we're trying to do. We're trying to deprogram you. You are an unlimited individual. You can design whatever you need for yourself to take care of yourself, to bring the money that you need, sit down and figure out how to do it. You can. How do you say it? You can do it, okay? With that, this is your brother Elohim, just reminding you that love is the act of making others feel good. Love is and always will be the answer. Much love, and we will talk again. we will talk again tomorrow. Okay, so tune in. We're it's our intention to be here every day, okay? Much love, guys.